Big news today at the White House. Nikki Haley announced she is resigning as ambassador to the United Nations at the end of the year. She and President Trump made the announcement in the Oval Office.
Nikki Haley, ambassador to the United Nations, has been very special to me. She's done an incredible job. She's a fantastic person, very importantly, but she also is somebody that gets it.
NPR Scott Horsley joins us now. And Scott, this felt like something of a surprise to quite a few people. What did Haley say about why she was resigning?
I think it surprised a lot of people both here in the U.S. and in the international community. She didn't really offer an explanation for the timing, except to say she needs a break after 6 years as South Carolina governor and the last nearly two as U.N. ambassador. She is going to stay on till the end of the year, she said. Given that, the timing on this Tuesday morning is a little interesting.
I'm thinking back to the 2016 election campaign. Haley was a very vocal critic of the president's. They've also disagreed at times since she's joined his cabinet over the past 2 years. But if you read their body language today in the Oval Office, listen to what they were saying, they were very cordial. How's that relationship evolved over the past couple of years?
She has been a loyal soldier in the Trump administration, and in this case, loyalty might sometimes mean telling the president things he doesn't want to hear or areas where she disagrees with him. When that anonymous op-ed came out in the New York Times a number of weeks ago from an administration insider, Haley was critical of that approach and said when she has a criticism, she takes it directly to the president. She doesn't necessarily air it out in public. And that idea of keeping dirty laundry in the background extends to their photo op in the Oval Office today.
Let's hear some more from this morning. Haley talking about some of the Trump administration's accomplishments.
Look at what has happened in 2 years with the United States on foreign policy. Now the United States is respected. Countries may not like what we do, but they respect what we do. They know that if we say we're going to do something, we follow it through. And the president proved that, whether it was with the chemical weapons in Syria, whether it's with NATO, saying that other countries have to pay their share.
Scott, what is Nikki Haley's record as UN ambassador, and how much credit does she get for what we just heard?
Well, actually, we should say that international surveys by the Pew Research Center suggest that attitudes in most countries towards the United States and the president have fallen rather sharply since Trump took office. Although it is certainly true that the president has demonstrated if he says he's going to blow something up, he does, whether it's an airstrip in Syria or the Iran nuclear deal. You have definitely seen the U.S. Pushing forward with the president's America First agenda. And Haley has been an effective, and the president today said, glamorous advocate for that agenda. You can see it in the way the U.S. has taken a more aggressive posture towards Israel, moving the U.S. embassy there, for example, to Jerusalem. And Nikki Haley famously criticized those who criticized that move, saying that the U.S. would take names. Most notably, of course, the U.S. has pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord. We saw the report this week from the U.N. Climate Agency saying that's a desperate need, and U.S. leadership is missing in action there.
Big question for Nikki Haley is, what is next? She was seen as a rising star in the Republican Party, still is, but she said today, I am not running in 2020 for president.
That's right, but I don't think we've heard the last of Nikki Haley on the U.S. political scene.
All right. Scott Horsley, NPR White House correspondent, thanks very much for taking a look at this.
Good to be with you.